I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, ho, 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 it's time for the Dr. Bill Show. Not my normal intro, I know, but that's okay. This is a special edition of the Dr. Bill Show. And I'm looking at myself in the camera. That's why my eyes go over occasionally and do that. But this is an odd show because there's no Christmas content in this show. I should have done some special Christmas content, but I didn't. Except for the Santa hat. The official traditional Santa hat that I wear for the Christmas show. Who knows? Maybe I'll do a show after Christmas about the after Christmas stuff that occurred during Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Okay, anyway, to the show itself. The actual Christmas show that is not for Christmas necessarily, but is just there as a show. Yes, Fred, that makes no sense, but that's okay. Anyway, Dropbox for Xbox. Dropbox for Xbox. That's hard to say if you think about it, but I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? Dropbox now is available for the Xbox One. So if you have an Xbox One, you can download Dropbox for the Xbox One, install it, and you have See, that's the thing I like about Dropbox. Dropbox is everywhere. I have it on my Linux box. I have it on my Mac. I have it on my PC. I have it on my tablet. I have it on my phone. I mean, it's everywhere. Dropbox is ubiquitous. It's like ubiquitous Wi-Fi. I love that word, ubiquitous. This hits me in the head. Makes me a little wonky. But anyway, so Dropbox for the Xbox. Now, next item. A man walks with a high-tech exoskeleton. Now, it doesn't look like an Iron Man armor. If it did, that would be pretty cool too, but it doesn't. No, it actually is an exoskeleton. And there's a video on the website, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen, that you can watch this guy walk. And of course, he is physically unable to walk, naturally speaking, you know, but with the exoskeleton, he's walking. That's really cool. That's a cool use for high-tech exoskeleton technology. See, I would like to have an exoskeleton that would give me super strength where I could lift cars. I don't know why I'd want to lift cars, but, you know, it'd be fun. You could juggle them. Anyway, HoloLens, Microsoft HoloLens is cool. I want to get one as soon as the price comes down enough that it's not insane. It's the truth. But this is a cool idea. Using a HoloLens to train doctors in anatomy. Cool. And I've got a picture on the blog, drbill.tv, where you can read the article and see what we're talking about here. The medical school here will be using Microsoft's augmented reality instead of dead people. Cadavers. People that are dead. So, I mean, that could get kind of gross and smelly anyway. So, this way it's all high-tech. Just cool. And actually cleaner from my perspective. Whoa! Make my little hat thing hit me in the head again. That, of course, was Fred giving us the Geek Software of the Week drum roll to tell us there is a Geek Software of the Week this week. And in fact, there is. And it has nothing to do with Christmas. Unless you want to take Christmas videos and convert them into files on your PC, because that's what KeepVid does. KeepVid is our Geek Software of the Week. It is the best I've found. Now, you know me. I've looked for a way to take a video off of, let's say, YouTube and save it locally for a long time. I've got lots of contenders out there in Geek Software of the Weeks. This is the best one. Now, I'll tell you how good it is. You know, most of these have a free version and a paid version. I bought the paid version because it's just that good. And I don't need to buy any more of these because this one does it perfectly. It even does it in turbo mode, meaning you can put the YouTube URL in the computer program, keep vid, and it will suck it down faster than you can watch the video. How cool is that? And you end up with a video that is the size that you want, the quality you want. Awesomeness. Serious awesomeness. Okay. So you got your Geek Software of the Week. I gave you that for Christmas. So there's just that much Christmas content. Okay. Web browsers for the Linux command line. Have you ever needed a web browser for your Linux command line? You may say, no, I really don't need one, Dr. Bill. I have a graphical user interface on my Linux box. Well, that's good. But let's say you had a server that only had a command line or something like that. Well,
sorry,
then you need...
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
I didn't say anything to you, Alexa. She's talking and I didn't say anything that was applying to her. Unless it was the fact that my voice... is a little wonky right now anyway, and that's why she's talking to me. But anyway, doesn't matter. Web browser for the Linux command line. You can use it. Opensource.com. That's hard to say, too. Opensource.com has three of them for you, and it has visual aids on how to use it in the article. So check out drbill.tv for that, because that's useful. Not Christmassy, but useful. All right, our buddy, Stephen J. Ball Nichols. I hope he doesn't mind me calling him his butt, my buddy, because I love his articles. I read them. He's a Linux advocate. Good for him. I really like Stephen J. But anyway, he has an article about a serious bug in the Ubuntu desktop. Now, that would include Linux Mint, because that's based on Ubuntu. That would include all the various distros that are based on Ubuntu, okay? So, pay attention. This bug was found and fixed. So all you gotta do is update your distro and it will fix it, okay? That's why bug fixers are so awesome. So check it out. There's a neat article here. I won't read the whole article. He gets into talking about PDF documents that can still be identified as PDF by a hex decimal magic sequence of 25, 50, 44, 46. I mean, he gets down into the weeds on this, you know what I'm saying? But that's okay. We're not going to go into that. So, one last article. And this is an important one. It's time for you to update your Linux. I mean, not Linux. Linux is good. You can update that too. But LibreOffice. A lot of you took my suggestion to download LibreOffice. You installed it. And you still got some old clunky version on there. Get the new one. The new one just came out. It is 5.2.4. Okay? Download it. Install it. Install the help file. I've got instructions here. Very brief instructions on how to get it, how to do it. Set it up on your PC and enjoy the freedom of open source free Office Suite LibreOffice. You'll be glad you did. If you got that old version out there, come on, guys. Go ahead and upgrade. This will automatically install the old version. This will install the new version. Go for it. Give yourself a Christmas present of the new version of LibreOffice, okay? Okay, that'll do it for this time. Join us next time. And remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.